Homily for Monday, the 24th of October. I'd like to share with you something I read as a reflection on today's gospel reading. The reflection was specifically on Luke 13:13, which describes Jesus' encounter with the suffering woman. It reads, "He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God." Now, before turning to the reflection, I want to comment on something that Luke says. He says, "The woman glorified God." In glorifying God, this woman would have been saying to all around her that she experienced God's presence in the presence of Jesus, in his words and actions toward her. That's what glorify means biblically, to experience God's presence coming close to you. So we might reflect and ask ourselves, how, when, where do we glorify God? How, when, where do we experience God coming close to us, making his presence known to us? And now back to the reflection that I found helpful. It's from Terry Mifek, that's M-I-F-E-K, and she writes in Living with Christ. These are her words. "I have a friend who, despite years of therapy and prayer, still feels guilty for divorcing her abusive husband 25 years ago. She cannot seem to let go of her unmerited feelings of shame and live in the freedom of God's mercy. Like my friend and the woman in today's gospel, many of us may have suffered for years with an emotional burden. We might even feel angry and bitter because we believe our cries have gone unheard. Part of the problem is our limited awareness of the many ways Christ comes to us in the words and touch of others. We need the spiritual sight to see that God is whispering words of love and mercy through those who show us compassion and understanding." That was Terry Mifek's reflection. And I'd like to add that combining my early reflection with Terry's, I think they lead us into saying God makes himself present to us, or biblically express, God reveals his glory to us in and through the love and mercy, the compassion and understanding that people bring to us. So let us be grateful for all those who reveal to us God's glory in our lives. Truly, let us glorify the Lord.